Today we begin lesson 77. We're still in the sixth topic of Parshas Lech Lecha. We're going to be learning Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17, Psukim Tesvav to Yud Ches, 15 to 18. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 22, about seven lines from the bottom by Pusik Tesvav. In the margin it says, Shinui Hashem Lisara Upir Choseha. The change of the name to Sarah and her blessings. Vayomer Elohim el Avraham Sarai ishtecha lo sikra eshema Sarai ki Sara shema Uverachti osa v'gam nosati mimena l'cha bein Uverachti hava hayisa l'goyim alchei amim mimena yihiyu Vayipol Avraham al panov vayitzchak Vayomer belibo halaven meyo shana yivoledim sara havas tishim shana teled. Vayomer Avraham elho Elohim lu yishmael yichye lefanecha. Let's look at the psukim inside. Pasuk Yud Ches. After Avram shows how important Jewish males are going to be, Avram's name gets changed. Jewish males being circumcised, so Hashem does not want Avram to think that the Jewish females are not important. So in Pasuk Tesvav, Vayomer Elohim el Avram, and the Almighty God said to Avram, Sarai, ishtecha, your wife Sarai, lo sikra, you shall not call es shema, her name Sarai. She's no longer called Sarai. Now remember, her name was originally Yiska. Then Avram called her Sarai. Sarai means my princess. So Hashem says, don't call her my princess anymore. Now, just like before, his name was Avram, and Avram ruled, was the Av of Aram. He like ruled over Aram, and therefore he ruled over one nation. And Sarai was his princess who ruled over one nation. But now that you will be ruling over many nations, so therefore, key, because Sarah Shema, her name will be Sarah, which means princess, not just my princess, but an overall princess of all the nations of the world. So she will now have an impact on the entire world as well. Now Hashem lists five blessings in total that will come to Sarai. Pasuk Tesayin. Number one, Uve Rachti, and I will bless Osa her. The first blessing means her body will be young again. Number two, Vegam, and also a greater miracle, Nosati Mimena, I will give from her, Lecha, to you, Ben, a son, which is a second great miracle. Number three, Uve Rachtia, and I will bless her. What's that? That when she gives birth to this son, not only will she nurse her son, but people may think it was a fluke and she didn't give birth to a son. She'll be able to nurse everybody's children. So that's the third thing of blessing. V'haisa, and she will be ligoyim to nations. Nations through Yitzhak, there'll be many nations. And number five, and malche amim, and kings of nations, kings, Jewish kings over other nations, mimena, from her yiyu, will come through her children. They will rule over other countries. So those are the five blessings that Sarah would now have. What's Avram's reaction to this? Yud Zayin. Vayipol Avram al ponov. Avram fell on his face. Vayitzchok, and he laughed. This was a laugh from happiness. And he's describing why he's so happy. Vayomer belibo, and he says in his heart, as if he says it to himself, he says, there's three wondrous things are going on over here, and this is describing how great is the kindness of Hashem. Number one, ha, usually a lot of times, hey, introduces a question. Ha leben, for someone of the age of, meya shana, under 100 years, yivolet, he will give birth. In other words, do people usually give birth to 100? No. And the fact that Hashem's going to have me give birth at 100, that's kindness number one. Number two, ve'im Sarah, and if Sarah, who herself is a barren woman, she would give birth to a child, that's a kindness. And more than that, even if she wasn't barren, habas tishim shana teled, someone 90 years old, can she give birth? So these are the three wondrous things describing his kindness that he feels Hashem is giving to him, and that's why he is laughing. But now Avram's concerned if Hashem is doing such an amazing miracle, but wait a minute, he has the child Yishmael. If Hashem has to do such a great miracle, that means Yishmael does not figure into the picture at all. He's afraid either Yishmael is going to die, and therefore the blessing has to come through this new son, or Yishmael will be so wicked that God's promise of the land would not come through to Yishmael at all. And therefore Hashem is orchestrating all these great miracles because Yishmael doesn't figure into the picture. So now Hashem speaks directly out loud to Hashem and says, Yudches, Vayomer Avraham Elho Elohim. And Avraham says to Hashem, Lu, if only Yishmael, with Yishmael, number one, Yichya, that he would live. I hope he's still going to live. And not only would I want him to live, but lefanecha, before you, meaning before you as a tzaddik and not as a rasha. I hope this miracle of Yitzchak being alive, of the child being born to Sarah, will not necessitate terrible things to happen to Yishmael. Let's take a look in the questions now. Question number one. Acharei tzivui bris hamila, after the commandment of the circumcision, ma'amar Hashem l'Avram, what does Hashem say to Avram? That he should change, Sarai's name will change. To Eza Shem Nosan Hashem L'Sarai, what name did Hashem give to Sarai? It's going to be Sarah. Three, Ma'avdel, what's the difference between Mashmol Shel Shnei Hashemos, between the meaning of both names? Sarai means my princess, meaning over only one nation. Sarah is a princess, meaning over many nations. Four, Eza Bracha Omer Hashem L'Avram Shenosan L'Avram, what blessing did Hashem say to Avram? The first bracha is that her body will be young again. Number five, Ha'im Hashem Hiftiach L'Avram Shagam Sarah to lead Lo Ben. Did Hashem also promise her she would have a son? Yes. Six, Ha'im Rak Uma Echad Yetzei Misar. Will only one nation come out of Sarah? No, many nations. Seven, Ha'im Gam Melochim Yetzu Misara Shol Sarah V'lo Rak Misara Shol Hagar. Will nations also come from the children of Sarah and not only from the children of Hagar? Yes. Eight, Lesikum, in conclusion, Kama brachas berach Hashem as Avram. How many blessings did Hashem give? Really, it should be berach Hashem as Sarai. How many blessings did Sarai get? So it's five blessings. Number one, she would be young again. Number two, she'll have a son at an advanced age. Number three, she'll be blessed to be able to nurse other children. Number four, nations will come out of her, and kings that will rule over other nations will come over her. Okay, moving on to question nine. Kishashem Yivtiach L'Avram Shesara Teled Ben, when Hashem promised Avram that Sarah would have a child, Kate said he gave Avram. How did Avram react to that news? He fell on his face. 10. Chutz milipol alpanav. Case did he give Avram? Besides falling on his face, how did he react? He talked to himself. He wondered to himself. 11. And he laughed. That's what is the better answer. He laughed. 11. Targem vayitzchok. What does vayitzchok mean? And he laughed. 12. Madua tzochak Avram. Why did he laugh? He laughed out of happiness. 13. Targem halabain. Halabain is like a question. Could it be of someone of this age? 14. Matoma Avram Belibo. What did Avram wonder in his heart? Kishem Iftiach L'Avram Shesar Telei Ben. When Hashem promised him that Sarah would give birth to a child, three things. Number one, can a man normally 100 years old like my age give birth? Number two, can someone like Sarah, who's a barren woman, give birth? And number three, can Sarah, even at 90 years old, even if she wasn't barren, give birth? 15. Did Avram believe when Hashem promised Avram to have a child? Yes. 16. Ma'amar Avram el Hashem kishashem yiftiach l'Avram shesar telebein. What did Avram say to Hashem when Hashem promised him that Sarah would have a child? He said, Lu yishmol yichye lefonecha. 17. Targem Lu means if only. 18. Mi Omar Lami, who said to who a Messiah, and when Omar said, Lu Yishmol Yichyel Efonecha, Avram said to Hashem, and he said it after Hashem said that, that Sarah is going to have a child. 19. Mama Shmos, what's the real meaning, Shall Lu Yishmol Yichyel Efonecha? So the real meaning is, if only Yishmael Yichya will live, lifanecha, before you, being righteous. because Avram's concern was, if Hashem's doing such a big miracle to bring a child to Sarah, must be that something bad's going to happen to Yishmael. So he's saying, I wish, number one, Yishmael will still live. Number two, he'll be before you, Hashem. In other words, living in a way as a righteous person and not as a wicked person. Let's go over the psukim one more time from Tesvav. Vayomer Elohim el Avraham Sarai yishtecha lo sikra eshima Sarai ki Sarah shima uverachti osa vegam nosati mimeno lecha bein uverachti avoyesa legoyim malcheyamim mimeno yihiyu vayipol Avraham alpono vayitzchak vayomer belibo halaven meyoshana yivoleid vim Sarah Havas tishim shana teled. Vayomer Avraham el ha-Elohim. Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. Please spend some time going over today's lesson. And also please review lessons 74, 75, and 76. Have a great day.